Ezekiel chapter 38. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls the butterfly. Seeing the potential global ramifications generated by the vicious attack on Israel, people wonder, what's going on in the Middle East? The beginning of the end of the world? From other scriptures, we know that this horrible and diabolical, as it may seem, is not the end, though much of what is happening seems to indicate so. However, today's and tomorrow's chapters speak eloquently of the times of the world as we know it. The attitude of confidence in their national defense system took the people of Israel by surprise on October 7th. The same thing will happen in the end times. At that time, you'll start thinking things over and to cook up an evil plot. You'll say, I'm going to invade a country without defenses, attacking an unexpected carefree people, going about their business. No gates to their cities, no locks on their doors. For those of us who are prepared for it, the Lord's words encourage us. When these things begin to happen, look up and lift your hands, for your redemption is drawing near. Are you ready? Are you afraid? God is a God of love and has been giving you time to seek Him wholeheartedly and to repent of your sins and to confess Him as your Savior and Lord. Remember, what the caterpillar calls at the end of the world for the butterfly is just the beginning. Receive Christ, spread your wings, and fly.